Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Soul of Business on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon. Today I'm joined on the show by Zubin Gandavia, CEO APEC for UpGrad. We find out more about the possibilities and opportunities of upskilling with an online degree in technology and what that might unlock for professionals like you and I. Zubin, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Clarissa. Lovely to be with you.
All right. Now, why don't you jump right in and give us an overview of UpGrad?
Sure. So UpGrad is an online education platform with a pretty obsessive devotion to improving the lives of working professionals by helping them accelerate their careers. And you might wonder why you need that today. The pandemic is an obvious symptom, but in fact, the seeds for this were sown way back because of the digital disruption that is happening all around us. So all of us who've been working for a while, our knowledge has to keep up, our skills have to keep up with the changing industry requirements. And so you can't anymore depend on your age-old graduation certificate. You have to continuously upgrade. But how do you upgrade without leaving work? Platforms like UpGrad are the answer, where you can earn and learn at the same time because we make learning so easy, so flexible with a five-star experience, yet give you the best education in the world at a very sensible price.
You know, it's interesting that you say that because at the start of the COVID-19 lockdowns with our circuit breaker, I actually did an online course with Harvard just to not, you know, be bored out of my gourd. And it was my first experience with online learning. And it was so easy. Everything you said, I learned something new. I did upskill, and it was so easy. And it was mind opening for me.
Yeah, sure, it's very good. Now you have to try one of our courses.
That's the course.
But you're right. This is really, it opens up a whole new paradigm for the working professional, where in the past the best you could do is read up on something, but now you have complete flexibility, especially with platforms like ours, where about 80% of the learning is asynchronous, i.e. on demand. You can study anytime you want, on any device you want, anywhere you want. Yet it follows a university-like curriculum, credential, learning. So you get the best of both worlds, right? The best of university, but all the value that technology can unlock for you.
Because for mid-career professionals like myself, we don't want to leave our jobs, but we do want to upskill for that next leg up.
Exactly. And look, thus far, you had an option. You could possibly go to an offline institute somewhere in Singapore, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
But it still means that every day you have to spend that 7 to 9 in the evening or whatever time you might choose to do. At the same time, you got to go somewhere. You got to get into a car, go for half an hour, learn, come back. And so your routine gets restricted. But this way, you can say, you know what, today I have to actually look after my child's homework. I can study at 11 o'clock at night. Or if I don't want to study for the next 5 days, that's okay. I'll make up over the weekend. So you have complete flexibility. And obviously, technology also makes it a much more immersive experience. You get to know people from all around the world because your cohort might be from anywhere. So lots of benefits.
I never would have considered it if it wasn't a circuit breaker. And I really actually enjoyed the experience and would consider doing more online courses in 2022 and beyond. Now, Singapore's Skills Future report found a huge demand for digital skills globally and that the top three skills in the digital economy are technology application, data analysis, market research. And, you know, this might actually give away my age, but at the start of my working life, none of these were of particular concern. So had I gotten my degree then, I would have to honestly say my degree is completely out of date and I need new and to upskill myself, new information and upskill myself.
Yeah, you sound 26, so I can't tell for sure. But you're right. And I think the Singapore government's done a phenomenal job by releasing this report. Even before that, of course, they've done a great job. They've been extremely prescient and progressive in having bodies like Skills Future, which are proactively funding the transformation of the workforce. It's phenomenal. One of the best in the world, if not the best. And this report actually goes even beyond what you mentioned. They've identified certain sectors which are the growing industries. And really, if you're a Singaporean, I would urge everybody to look at the report. It's a relatively small report with a very short executive summary. And you can see over there that they've identified three sectors. One is changes due to digital disruption, but also the green economy and the aging population, right? So in all of these, there are new jobs that are coming or existing jobs are getting disrupted, and there's tremendous opportunity. The other area that one should watch out for is the upgrading of your soft skills, because increasingly what a lot of companies are looking at are those soft skills. They recognize that a technical skill can get outdated, but a soft skill does not. Mm-hmm. And a soft skill allows you to transfer from one industry to another. So, for example, if you have an AI skill, then, you know, you can have relevance in a financial institution, to an information technology, companies in the green economy, everywhere, right? Same thing with, say, digital marketing. Every company has a digital marketer now. So there's a lot of opportunity, and I would urge everyone to take advantage of it.
How difficult is it to convince somebody in mid-career to go back to school?
I think, look, it's got to be a personal choice. That is part of the reason why we are so solidly focused on the consumer and deal directly with our consumers as opposed to only doing B2B. Mm-hmm. Because we truly believe that the consumers must want to do it themselves. It is a serious undertaking, not just in terms of money, but also commitment of time. But what we have seen, certainly with our combination of this immersive technology and the human interaction that we help with, because we have an army of counselors who will help you right from onboarding, coaching you all the way till the end. We found that over 85% of people actually complete our courses. So once someone takes interest and gets in, they absolutely go all the way.
Okay.
And yeah, and if I can just add,
please,
the final part, which is really interesting for a lot of professionals, is the career coaching part, right? Where we give you guidance from, you know, what are you doing in your career? How can you do better at work? How do you brand yourself better? How do you make a better resume, your LinkedIn? How do you, do interviews better? How do you ask for a better salary? All of that. So it's not just a degree. It's certainly a degree. It's a great learning experience, but it's also ultimately very focused on giving you the outcome you want.
All right, which actually leads me quite nicely to my next question, and talking about unlocking new possibilities for Singaporeans who upskill, how that helped them achieve their career ambitions in 2022.
First of all, we are about to enter a new year. It'd be a great time to, as a resolution, sign up for one of UpGrad's courses, but sign up for anybody. We have two companies here, UpGrad.com, KnowledgeHubUpGrad.com. I think if you just go back and look at all the various options there are, you can find that even in a new industry, let's say IT, you would think IT is a relatively new industry. But in fact, the disruption there is tremendous. So I think if you go and upgrade yourself, whether it is with a technical skill or a soft skill, it is likely that your employer is going to see benefit in that. And naturally, because the Singaporean government has been so progressive with Skills Future, etc., there's a lot of funding available. You can get as much as 90% of your learning in some cases funded. So it's a tremendous opportunity.
So can we use Skills Futures with your courses?
With some of them, yes. So for example, we have a Python for data science, which is, you know, you can get 90% funding, right? Similarly, we have a Scrum product, again, 90% funding. But we have a lot more also. Just to give you an idea, we just launched something for the digital skills economy from Caltech, which is the, you know, top university in the world for data analytics. There's a similar one with Caltech for cybersecurity. Singaporeans will be familiar with Duke because they have an on-ground presence. Again, a top university. We have something for product management. So there's all kinds of products, right from 1 to 2 months, all the way up to 2 years, from a certificate to a diploma to a master's to even a doctorate. So you can actually become a PhD with us over 2 years for the princely price of about $11,000 Singapore dollars.
Which is a lot cheaper than actually being on location in a university, having to pay for. That's actually cheaper than just housing, never mind about tuition fees.
Yeah, and it is cheaper not because it's cheaper quality. In fact, the quality, one could argue, is better than the average, because you can go and take the world's best professors. But the beauty is that then your cost base is amortized over lots of people all around the world, mm-hmm. because of the wonders of digital. And therefore, we can genuinely democratize education by giving top quality education to everyone. You know, one of the reasons I joined UpGrad, because I genuinely believed, and I think you'll empathize, anybody with children will empathize, how difficult it is to get into the educational work stream. And it's almost geared towards helping the people who have access, who are really rich, or who are really smart.
Right.
But what happens to all the people who aren't really rich or really smart?
Which is the majority of us. We're not really rich or really smart.
Well, clearly, I'm in that bucket. So people like us actually help bring the best education in the world to everybody. And it's the same education everybody gets. And then everybody has an equal chance to go ahead in life.
Right. I actually, again, I say I really enjoyed the online experience. I would do it again, and am considering doing it again. It is not the price of the admission. It is actually the time commitment. And I think a lot of people can relate to that. But the flexibility certainly makes it more attractive.
Yeah. And look, this is now an increasingly proven model. Just us, for example, we have almost 2 million learners around the world. Mm-hmm. Where we this year, we will have about 80,000 going through our portals with some kind of degree. 80% of them typically report a positive outcome, i.e. they get an increment or a new job or much more confidence in their workplace. And in fact, we've just been audited by Deloitte, which is one of the world's top consulting firms. And, you know, you can see even when you look at the way industry is getting funding, for example, Temasek has funded us along with World Bank. But such high blue chip quality investors are funding the entire industry. And there's a reason for that, because fundamentally it's such a great product and it's such a need today's world that, you know, we think everybody will have to go through this 2-3 times in their lifetime.
Okay, now are you seeing trends towards, first of all, online degrees? And clearly the answer to that is already yes. And what are the trends emerging for what people are choosing to study?
That's a really good question. It is so amazing, the world of online, that everybody is studying. There's something for everyone, right? There's a two distinct trends that we are finding. One is that even though there has been a slight slowdown overall in education for degrees because it's just become so expensive and so inaccessible, online coming has created new growth in that area. So there's lots of people who just want a high quality, long learning experience, which ends with a proper degree, right? So for example, we give a University of Arizona data science course for about $14,000. Now, if you went there and studied, you'd spend, you know, 3 to 4 times more money, right? Mm-hmm. MBAs, etc. So there's one that. And then at the other extreme, of course, there are also very short courses, could be a few days to few weeks, which are very focused on providing a very specific skill immediate here and now. So I think online is growing on all fronts right now.
All right. Okay. That, yeah. Then it's just a basically a growing trend. You have a successful business model.
We hope so.
Now, yeah. I think one of the things that might actually make a person hesitate is the potential difference between an online degree from a traditional one. Do they suffer in any way, shape or form from taking an online degree?
I'm really glad you asked. I should have covered that. Actually, these are the exact same degrees you would get in the university itself. In many cases, because of the law, we are not even allowed to create something that has not already been accredited with that original government. So they are all accredited courses that we give, and they are top-notch, recognized at the same level. Only difference is that you get the flexibility and reach of online.
All right. So there's a little bit of reassurance there for anyone considering a degree with you.
Yeah. And the other thing that we do is we create all our content ourselves. So we are not just a sales and marketing engine. We actually create the content from scratch. And the reason we do that is because about 30% of the teaching is done by faculty from the university, but about 70% is done by industry professionals. So what happens is that you get the best of both worlds. You get the faculty from the top universities, you get the bespoke content we create, and the industry leaders teaching you, and you become much more ready for today's job industry.
Okay. Now, you're pretty new. You've just set up your regional headquarters here in Singapore. Other than becoming on Money FM 89.3, how are you reaching out to potential learners?
I thought Money FM is enough.
But, yeah. Yes, I totally agree.
Yeah. Look, even though we are new in terms of we've set up here, we've actually been around for over 6 years. We have learners coming from all over the world, including from Singapore. And in fact, over the last few years, I would say almost 1,000 Singaporeans have already taken our courses. Or maybe 500, I think. Yeah, 1,000 is probably too much. About 500 Singaporeans have taken our courses already. So we already have a small alumni, which is growing in number. Other than people like yourselves, of course, we also have a fully established digital marketing setup over here. We've got a sales unit with counselors over here ready to explain to our learners, you know, what's in it for them. So we're setting up a full-on 360-degree operation in Singapore and actually a whole lot of other countries around APAC based out of Singapore.
All right. Now, before I let you go and we run out of time, how does a potential learner find out more about what you have to offer?
upgrad.com. Just log into our website. You can also follow us on Instagram, but log into our website and you'll see all the courses there. We have over 100 courses with everything from technology, IT, data science, machine learning, MBAs, you name it. Lots of great stuff at all price points, all duration.
All right. I'll tell you what, Zubin, I will go check it out myself because I really am looking not so much to upskill, but to keep myself interested.
We would love to take you up on it and love you to take one of our courses and then talk about it.
All right. We've been speaking with Zubin Gandivia, CEO APEC for UpGrad. Zubin, thank you for the time and the information. It has been a pleasure.
Thank you. My pleasure completely.
I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon. Stay with Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.